What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most, exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Before we get back to the Kenny stuff, Lima got on the phone with me yesterday, immediately started a bit. Well, first off, you started at the end of the call. You were eating while I was on the phone with you, which is the only time I actually want to physically assault you. Mm-hmm. That and when you called me a hack. And that was behind the scenes. That was 10 years ago. But the other time that I want to physically assault you is when you eat and slurp and munch in my ear when we're on the phone. And you don't care. And I've learned
it's not that I don't care.
No, you don't care.
I think that Ken is oblivious to a lot of his mannerisms when he's eating or shouting or talking or talking football speak and coaching and youth sports.
Tell me more.
And when I come in and you're screaming, you don't even know you're screaming.
Because I'm hard of
hearing. But that you are at such a high level. I've never heard somebody talk as loud as you do. And it's the first thing that welcomes me in the morning while I'm trying to get situated. So we all have our annoying...
But I wouldn't have to scream at you if you showed up on time.
Have our annoying habits. I just put up with yours and I don't complain about them. You go out of your way to complain about them.
Punctuality is something to complain about?
What's wrong with my punctuality? When would you like me in here in the mornings?
Oh, no. I've said this many times. It's not my problem with your punctuality. It's somebody else's problem with your punctuality.
Whose problem?
Guy down the hallway who I said had power alleys until he shaved his head.
He's never said anything to me about my punctuality.
Because he knows it ain't going to help. He knows it ain't going to work. I told you this before.
Would you guys like me to get in the morning?
It's not my call.
No, I'm asking you when you would like me to get in, because we tried this
the time you
at
get
one point, and we'd sit here, we'd finish the show, and then have 45 minutes to stare at each other while you talk about youth coaching and whatnot.
So, well, no, at that time, I certainly wasn't a youth coach.
What is it that you would like me to change if this had been such a big problem?
It's the second youth coaching reference he's made, Owen.
You should hear behind the scenes how many there. I just know you're oblivious to it at this point. There's no reason to even bring it up to you.
I'm making conversation with a coworker there. Owen and I are close friends. I thought you were too, but good God, I take interest in all your things.
The problem is you're so loud that I have to just take it in. There is no real defense I could have other than to get out of the room, but then you'd get mad and I would hear about that too. So I'm kind of stuck between
Mr. Perfect.
I'm kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Well, no, because
that's not how defensive he gets. Any time you bring up any of the pet peeves others might have about him, he just goes to Twitter to let everybody know the things he doesn't like about me.
I asked you if I could, and you said I could yesterday.
Ken's history of attempting to curry favor with the fans is well documented against people that he's hosted shows with before.
Well, what do you mean by that? Who else have I hosted shows with?
We go back to the old guy who's not here anymore, who's in another part of the country.
What on earth would that guy say?
He used to go to Twitter to work your magic.
When would I go to Twitter to work my magic? I didn't have to. He didn't even look at the thing.
I know.
Owen had to turn it on for him.
That was the point. You knew he wasn't available on that site, so you could go...
Well, again, the difference is that everybody adjusts to Anthony.
Good Foley work.
He does not adjust to anybody else. So I could tell you anytime I would want you in, it doesn't matter. It ain't going to happen. You will do as you please. We all know that. Owen, if you don't want to say anything, you go right on ahead and not say
it. I would love both of you to say whatever's on your mind right now.
So anywho.
I'd love us to get on topic.
Before that part of the phone call, eating... you said you were very annoyed, not by me right now. You were annoyed by something else when it comes to lemonade stands.
So I think the market's oversaturated when it comes to the lemonade stand. And the beauty of the lemonade stand is the whole point was, hey, I'm teaching my kids the entrepreneurial spirit. I'm going to have them out there on a hot day. We are going to have them hit the market with something that people that are driving by, walking by, biking by, that they might want and that we have, and there can be an exchange of money, and then you get product, and everybody's happy, right?
Yeah.
But when there are 7 lemonade stands in your neighborhood, now you have to give cold shoulder to 6 of them, right? but you have to pick one. All right, that's capitalism. That's the beauty of capitalism. But then with so many of them popping up, I don't really need lemonade at all hours of the day, right? So I'm probably going to have to decide, all right, am I going to just have to say, hey, guys, or whatever, because I told Ken I honk at all the lemonade stands. That's what I do.
How many? I can't believe there's that many lemonade stands.
Oh, they're all over. They're all over. Now their kids are going back to school.
I mean,
so
I don't believe
over.
Seven, but three lemonade stands on the same street. I'd be going, geez, what's going on here?
Where I live, we have, there's a prominent street corner. They set one up there. There's one down the street that the parents go on Facebook and advertise, hey, come to my kid's lemonade stand. We probably, within a quarter mile radius, I have four or five, yeah.
And it feels like there's even more. In the 3 years that I've lived in my neighborhood, there's more and more that have popped up. Well, there's sidewalks everywhere.
Right.
I mean, Streetsboro is very, very
different. If it's a walkable city.
Yeah. Yeah. So
there's sidewalks in my neighborhood.
Plus the homes.
Congratulations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
The homes are close together, so you're passing more of them. Believe me, it is a cute thing to do. I guarantee my kids will be out there doing the exact same thing. Yeah.
Lemonade.
But what was one of the go-tos when you were walking by or driving by? What's one of the go-tos when you couldn't do it? You'd say, I don't have cash.
Oh, man, I'm out of cash.
Same thing I say to the guys on the street.
Always. I don't have any cash.
I got none on me, bud.
Well, guess what? They've solved that.
What do they got?
They all have their codes. They all have their QR Venmo codes or their PayPals. All of them.
No cash apps.
Zelle. They're all out there. They all have them available. They have like brochures printed out with all their information. So no longer can you say, I don't have cash. You basically just have to tell them, I don't want to get involved in this.
I don't have my phone on
my lemonade max.
Just say you don't have your phone on. Yeah. Does that work?
No, that doesn't work.
I've never Venmoed. Only my wife is Venmoed. I have no idea. So that doesn't work at all if you just say, I don't have my phone on me?
Well, I mean, you can. I think they would say, oh, that's right. Get us later. Get us later.
Yeah. Wait, six-year-olds are telling you to get them later?
Well, the problem is they always have.
They got their muscle with them.
Yeah, they always have a parent close by or gardening or somebody who's doing the lawn.
See, you can't do that. It has to be just the kids out there. No. It has to be just them, because then that's when you teach the true nature of business.
Anthony, is this only on your street? Or I imagine, you know, there's a very nice part of Bay Village that you at least walk down or maybe jog down, right?
Oh, I've seen them on Lake Road.
Oh.
I've seen them with the mansions.
That's where I've got the problems.
Now, let me ask you this.
Where I've got the problems. If you're living in the 4,000 square foot plus house and you're asking a buck from me for lemonade, probably not happening, bud.
What's now? Owen got me thinking here, because Owen had a great name. Wouldn't just be lemonade. Any goofball can sell lemonade. The kid picking his nose and eating his boogers can sell lemonade.
I've seen shaved ice.
Your kid. Oh, see, now that's a different story. I said your kid could sell lemonade as Owen had specified. And then can you sell just different flavors too? Because if everybody else is, go with me on this. You got four on your street, four of them. If you're selling different flavors and you can sell them at maybe a cheaper price with different flavors, could you find yourself in a situation, and maybe, I don't know, maybe you could break some state liquor laws and maybe offer a little bit in there as well for the parents. If you could do that, could you find yourself in a situation
where limoncello,
where you could buy
Parents would take advantage of that on like Thursdays and Fridays.
I do it on Halloween, and it is a huge hit on Halloween. So I would imagine on August 19th, it's going to be a huge hit too.
If you think about it like this, some kid takes out their own little loan with their parents over $100 for all the stuff that they need, and now they have to pay back that loan. Could you then offer to buy them out and take over their businesses and just build a bigger lemonade stand? Oh, Baby Izzy's Lemonade.
We could take over. And really, since Sam Walton
started with one hardware store, guys.
Well, yeah, nobody's governing these anymore. There's no oversight. It seems like you could just, especially with the politics the way they are now, you could kind of do whatever you wanted. You could really push people aside.
What are you trying to say?
It's all about money, right? I don't know. I don't know the deal.
I learned
is,
about all this about all this on an episode of Boondocks.
Well, is there anything to do with permits in your town, Owen?
No, and in fact, you see a lot of the police stopping and patronizing, and you know, getting their pictures snapped with
and
them.
Think about this. You could have two companies. You could get it where you buy the other three, so it's just you, but you open up the one at the other end of the the other end, and that becomes a shell company of yours, and then you sell the illegal booze down there. So if they get popped, you don't know nothing about
now
it.
Now we're dealing with some arbitrage here. This is good.
So you could sell it down there.
And then all of a sudden Little League Bay Village is throwing pitches.
So if the Galaxy come up, if the Galaxy come up to that stand and they're like, "Hey, we heard there's being illegal booze being sold here." You go, "I don't know nothing about that. I don't know how they operate down there." And then you can close it up if you need to, or just open it up at the other end of the street.
Well, really, the quality of product doesn't really matter, does it?
Not the first time.
Because you're just hitting up these stands once a summer.
Yeah.
You're not really a repeat customer.
I cannot tell if I've
You go on a frequent jog / run, right?
I don't think that's a thing
your family does.
See, I don't walk or run, so I don't actually buy lemonade.
Yeah, but the sugar properties eliminate, I think, you draw them back in.
Or do you have any bullies on your block that you could use that maybe Izzy could hire as muscle? Maybe they could offer protection lemonade stands to make sure nothing bad happens.
I'm just saying where you're located at and where they're doing construction right now, it's perfect for her to go start one. You got business.
Yeah, right now these stands, they have it easy. They don't have to pay out the VIG to anybody. They don't have protection. They haven't needed it up to this point.
And maybe they should.
But things could change.
Anything can happen. You have no idea what can happen in Bay Village there. Lemonade stands burn down. It happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. Lemonade lightning.
Coming up in 5 minutes. Woo!
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.